Hi, everyone, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So this article is a two-day special on food, Korean food. Mm. It's also a TLC show, so we're combining TV watching and food.
Now, it's two of my favorite things.
Yeah, now, I imagine. Did you watch this one? Did you read
it? I did, yeah, yes.
Okay, so was it as tasty as it sounded?
You know,
I read the article.
I really like watching TV shows about food. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, like, I don't eat a lot of Korean food, but every time I watch a TV show about food, I end up wanting that food. So,
okay,
yeah.
It worked for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Korean food, as I was saying before we went on live, it's not high on my list because it's not really geared towards vegetarian food,
right,
in the same way that with Indian food, there are loads of veggie dishes, mm-hmm, out there and so on. So I'm not a great eater of Korean food, so I've learned a few things from this. It didn't maybe work its magic on me in the same way.
I will give you a hint.
Yes.
If you do watch the show,
right,
when it comes on, it does a whole episode about vegetarian
dishes.
Oh,
okay, right. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about that one,
nope,
unfortunately, in the
right
next couple of days. So, well, let's find out what dishes they do talk about by reading through day one of our two-day article.
A steaming hot bowl sits in front of you, a savory aroma escaping from it and flooding your senses. The flavorful broth inside is chock full of vibrant vegetables, tofu, and spices. Packing the most punch, however, is the main ingredient, doenjang, a fermented soybean paste. The dish, doenjang jjigae, aptly named after the ingredient that gives it the most flavor, is one of South Korea's most loved dishes. This stew, which can be found in kitchens all over the country, is a Korean comfort food. From the first spoonful to the last, the hearty mixture warms you from the inside, bringing back memories of family dinners and cozy kitchens. Gizzy Erskine, a British food writer and chef, has long been enamored by the aromatic flavors of Korean cuisine. In fact, she holds the cuisine in such high esteem that she's traveled all the way to South Korea to explore it in depth. On TLC's Discovering Korean Food with Gizzy Erskine, viewers can follow Gizzy on this journey, visiting South Korea's busiest cities and its countryside in search of its cuisine's roots and recipes. Gizzy's foray into Korean cuisine first takes her to a tiny village where she meets Mrs. Bak, who's been making doenjang for over 50 years. Mrs. Bak explains that the whole process can take up to 2 years, as the bacteria involved in the soybean's fermentation need time to work their magic. The fermentation process deepens the color of the soybean, providing it with the earthy tone seen in doenjang jjigae. The finished product is also said to prevent cancer and lower blood pressure, on top of adding an intense, rich flavor to the dishes in which it's included.
Okay, so let's have a look at day one of our Korean food article, or Korean cuisine article.
Mm.
Cuisine is the food and drinks and dishes and ingredients that comes from a particular country or region.
Right.
Talk about Italian cuisine, Indian, mm-hmm, cuisine, and so on. And here we're saying it's tempting. It's the sort of food that makes you either see it, smell it, and then go, I want to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it tempts you and makes you want to put your face in it.
Right. Okay, so we are going to start with a description of a meal that you can have in Korean cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about a steaming hot bowl sitting in front of you. Steaming hot is another way of saying very hot. So hot that steam is coming from the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a savory aroma escaping from it and flooding your senses. So here, savory is describing a very pleasant taste or smell.
Mm-hmm.
it's usually used with foods that aren't sweet.
Yes, they're more sort of slightly salty or slightly more plain and hearty.
Right.
Not, you wouldn't say a savory cake unless you meant one without much sugar.
Right.
In this case, we're describing the aroma. So that's the smell, the kind of all these things like cooking foods and all the smells and chemicals that are released. Baking bread, fresh garlic bread, all that stuff that goes through the air and gets in your nose and, as it says, floods your senses, so you just want to eat it.
Right.
Now, this flavorful broth, which is, you know, kind of soup, thick, you know, water with other ingredients kind of made up into a soup.
Right.
Inside the bowl, is chock full of vibrant vegetables, tofu, and spices.
Yum.
If something is chock full, that means it's packed absolutely full. It's, you know, if you were on a chock full MRT carriage, you'd be elbow to shoulder with everybody. And these vibrant, they're vibrant, which means they have bright colors. They look really interesting and lively the way they're presented. Vegetables, tofu, and spices, all sorts of reds and greens and oranges.
And yellows.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds good already. Okay, but that's not the most important ingredient. Here it says, packing the most punch, however, is the main ingredient. Okay, packing the most punch, when something packs a punch, it has a very strong or a very impressive effect. It makes you go, whoa, look at that sort of thing. And the main ingredient, an ingredient, is part of a recipe or the one piece of a meal that kind of makes up the whole meal. So the ingredients here would be vegetables, tofu, spices, and the next one here, doenjang.
Okay.
Which is a fermented soybean paste.
Yeah. When bacteria or other microorganisms get to work on something and they kind of, as they feed themselves, they convert from one thing to another.
Right.
Often producing gases or turning something from sugar into something else or changing big sugars into smaller sugars and often producing alcohol. Fermentation produces alcohol.
That's what happens
with
wine.
With beer and wine and whiskey and that sort of thing. So here, it's fermenting the soybean paste. It's taking the stuff in the soybeans and turning it into carbon dioxide and water and other bits and bobs.
Okay, well, let's learn more about this specific dish that we just described. It's called doenjang jjigae, and it's aptly named after the ingredient that gives it the most flavor. So aptly here means that it's suitable.
Yes.
So this name is suitable because the most important ingredient is also in the name.
Yeah, doenjang. So you can't really have doenjang jjigae without
doenjang.
Yes, and it's one of South Korea's most loved dishes. It's stuff that people will happily go and eat all the time. And it's also a stew or stew. It can be slightly differently pronounced both ways. This is a dish of meat or vegetables cooked slowly with liquid in a pan with a lid on it. So it keeps in all the steam and the juices and the stuff that's produced. And it can be found in kitchens all over the country. And as many most loved dishes are, it's a comfort food.
Right.
Comfort food is something that you eat to kind of fill you up, to warm you up. Maybe when you just, usually easy to make. It's pretty simple comfort food. It's not elaborate. It's like mac and cheese is a comfort food.
It's one of mine.
It makes you feel happy. It releases body chemicals that put you in a good mood.
Right. So the way that I think of comfort food is I always eat my comfort food when I'm feeling sad. Because it makes me... It gives me comfort, which is why it's called that.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel better.
Yeah. A lot of people go and eat ginger duck in winter in Taiwan. And that's kind of a comfort food because it makes people feel all kind of warm and cozy inside.
Right.
Fills them up with food, tastes good, all of those things.
Okay. So when you're eating this from the first spoonful, a spoonful is just the amount you can fit inside a spoon. So from the first spoonful to the last, this hearty mixture warms you from the inside. That's that feeling of comfort. And it brings back memories of family dinners and cozy kitchens. Now, a hearty meal is something that's it's a very strong and healthy meal. It's usually quite large.
Yeah, it's going to fill you up.
It'll fill you up. It'll make you feel full and it'll make you feel happy.
Ready to take on the world.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have a hearty breakfast and then you can go out and walk across an entire countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And cozy kitchens. It'll remind you of family dinners, cozy kitchens. So it's a good family meal and everybody gets together and eats this, this doenjang jjigae, and they'll eat it all up in these nice, warm, cozy kitchens. Cozy
right.
means warm, comfortable, friendly, mm-hmm. safe, secure. The kind of kitchen, you know, your mum or your grandma's kitchen,
right.
basically.
Yeah.
So that's kind of introduced one of these really famous dishes. And now let's introduce the TLC side. It is a TLC TV show article mm-hmm. About Gizzy Erskine. And she is a British food writer and chef. And she's long been enamored by the aromatic flavors of Korean cuisine. Aromatic is related to the noun aroma we talked mm-hmm. about earlier. So nice smelling, a smell that really attracts you. And she's enamored of it. If you're enamored of something, you're basically in love with that thing. It's really attracted you.
Mm, yeah, you're usually impressed with it because it's just been really, you just really like it,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
I would say it is love. If you're enamored of something,
yeah,
you love that thing.
All right, so Gizzy, she loves this Korean food, and in fact, she holds the cuisine in such high esteem that she's traveled all the way to South Korea to explore it in depth. Now, when you hold something in high esteem, you have a great feeling of respect. You admire it a lot. You have just a really good opinion of this thing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to explore South Korean food in depth, which means in detail. She's not just
right.
going to go to a restaurant. She's going to be looking into all sorts of different things,
mm-hmm.
finding out about the history, finding the secrets, and learning all of the other stuff. We'll kind of find out a bit more about how she goes about this in a moment. First, we're going to hand you over to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name's Jenny. 大家喜欢吃韩国菜吗？诶，今天呢，我们要看的第七单元就是跟韩国料理有关。好，这边呢，就说到谈到韩国菜，当然这个文章的开头挑动你的味蕾，因为呢，它开始就形容说，诶，这个菜放在你前面，它芳香而开胃的香气，哎，怎么样的席卷你的感官？好，我们看到了这个A savory aroma. Savory 这个字哦很有趣，因为我们谈 savory 当然是指这个味道哦，它很丰富的味道，但是相对的有一点就是它跟甜味是相反的。也就是说，如果一道菜是 savory, 它就是咸的，或者是说它不甜，它绝对不是甜食啊。所以这个字很有趣。那我们再来往下看啊，那我们形容这个食物啊，那刚刚还说到一半而已，哎，他说到碗里面呢，哎，是如何的美味，然后如何的色彩鲜明，有各种的哎食材啊。那但是最重要的是要介绍它的主要原料。大酱，好，当然这个大酱是一种发酵过的大豆酱，不过我们要先看句型，这个句型哦，在这里用到了倒装句，我们从这个 packing 开始， packing the most punch, however, is the main ingredient, 这个主词哦，本来应该是后面这一个 the main ingredient,动词是 is, 然后呢前面摆在前面的 packing 点点点，这里其实是 be 动词后面补语。所以说我们知道在英文里面有时候我们把一个句子的焦点呢放在后面的时候呢，诶，就会发现你可以句子做倒装的形态，就像这边你的主词反而摆到后面的，重点就是在于它要介绍大酱，这是主要原料。好，再来我们往下看。那提到大酱它是什么，这在做韩国菜的时候诶很需要。那当然这个菜它后面这句话也很长，句构很复杂哦。The dish, 好，我们从 the dish 看起，它后面呢提到诶这个大酱汤，然后接着又写诶它这个命名呢主要是因为这个大酱它给这个菜很多的风味，用这样子来命名。那这个还不是句子结束哦，它句子后面还有一个 is one of South Korea's most loved dishes, 所以说起来这句话的结构，主词是 the dish, 动词是 is, 到后面才是句子结束。那中间这一边呢，就有一连串的同位语啦，然后再加上一个分词结构的东西来修饰，所以句构是比较复杂一点。好，不过后面又提到说为什么要谈这个大酱，因为其实韩国人他们发现这个菜啊是他们的 comfort food， comfort food 就是疗愈食物。好，那我们说这是其实是要介绍一个节目，在 TLC 这个频道上播出的。那这个节目呢，有一位美食专家，这是一位英国的美食专家兼主厨，叫做 Gizzy。 Gizzy 呢，他呢是非常非常的尊崇韩国菜，以至于说他一路的旅游到南韩这里，然后呢深入的探索这些料理。注意到这句话 Hold the cuisine in such high esteem that， 基本上 such 跟 that 这两个在一起就是有如此怎么样以至于怎么样啊，所以这个句构上是在一起的，要特别注意。
We're going to take a short break now, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. So we've kind of introduced Gizzy Erskine. She's a British food writer, and she's got this show, which is Discovering Korean Food with Gizzy Erskine. Nice, simple title. It really explains what's going on.
Yes.
And if you watch it on TLC, viewers can follow Gizzy on this journey. She's gone to South Korea. She's traveled there. She's visiting not the busiest cities, but not just the busiest cities. It's countryside, where you often find the real roots, the real kind of original flavors of the food, and she is in search of its cuisine's roots and recipes. Now, if you're in search of something, you're looking for that thing. You're making a deliberate effort to find it.
Right.
Find out, okay, where does this dish come from? What is it all about? What are the proper ingredients that people have been using for hundreds of years? Not so much in the big cities where maybe things have changed a bit and developed, but the old ways that, that kind of people remember, the stuff you'll get in your grandma's cozy kitchen.
Right. And I think that's kind of what it's talking about when it says the cuisine's roots.
Yes.
Where it sort of came from in the past.
Exactly.
You know, she's also in search of its recipes. Now, a recipe is a set of instructions that you follow to make a meal. You'll often go online. If you want to know how to make your favorite meal, you go online and you look for those instructions. First, it tells you what ingredients you need. Then it tells you how to put the ingredients together. Number one, mix these two ingredients.
All the preparation steps and how long you need to do it for and how much and how often and so on.
Right.
So we see that Gizzy's foray into Korean cuisine first takes her to a tiny village where she meets Mrs. Bak, who has been making doenjang for over 50 years. So she's probably a grandma. She's got the kitchen, the cozy kitchen. Now, foray is a brief attempt to do something or experience something or try something new, and you put a lot of energy into it when you go off and do it. So if you were trying something new, a new sport or a new art, it would be a foray into it. You try it out, you put all your energy into it just to see if it worked. Now it might be brief, you might soon give up, but imagine when you've just got a new interest and you're trying it out for the first time, it's going to be really exciting and you're going to do that sort of stuff. Even if it ends up not working out, that first moment is going to be really,
really fun. Really fun, yep. Okay, so let's learn here about what Mrs. Bak says about doenjang. She's been making it for over 50 years, so she really knows what she's doing. And she explains that the whole process can take up to 2 years. Now, as the bacteria involved in the soybeans fermentation need time to work their magic. Okay, so let's first take a quick look at bacteria. Now, we talked about fermentation a little bit before, and when something ferments, bacteria, or these very, very small living organisms,
They get to work doing the fermentation. Now, bacteria, you often hear this word and you think, oh, that's bad. I don't want that on my hands or I don't want that inside me. And a lot of bacteria are bad. And if you consume them, if you eat them, they'll cause stomach upsets and they're involved in various illnesses. But there are good bacteria as well. Mm-hmm. You have good bacteria in your stomach that help eat food and consume it and break it down. You can get good bacteria because that makes stuff like yogurt and cheese and other things like that.
Well, think about it. If you didn't have bacteria, you wouldn't have cheese.
Yeah, can you imagine how terrible the world would be? So these bacteria are very important in the soybeans fermentation. They're the organisms and they act as almost like the machines which turn the soybean into the broken down bits of soybean with the sugars we want, with the flavors we want, with the gas that we want that comes out of it and so on. So they are involved.
Right. Okay. And so it takes them 2 years. It takes the bacteria 2 years to work their magic. That means to do this fermentation. Mm-hmm. Now, when you work your magic or when someone works their magic, they're producing a change, or they're doing something in a way that they do very well. Mm. In fact, they do it so well that you might think of it as magic. Wow. How did you do that?
Like, good grief. They've really done the job that they are special at kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, 2 years. It can take 2 years to turn some soybeans into the doenjang jjigae, or the doenjang at least, that we need to cook with, which is seems quite a lot. But if you think of other foods, you know, you think of cheese again, maturing. They put it there for weeks to turn into stuff. Mm-hmm. Alcohol matures, you know, whiskey. You know, 12, 25 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how long it takes really good stinky tofu.
I don't know.
To turn from, you know, regular tofu into stinky tofu. Mm. But it probably takes a while, and that involves some fermentation as well, as the flavors are changed and the different chemicals or the different organisms get to work.
Right.
And again, these are not bad organisms. They're necessary to do what they do.
Exactly.
Now, this process, the fermentation process, deepens the color of the soybean. Mm. Okay, so they'll start off kind of a pale sort of red, and they'll get darker, deeper, richer sort of red. Mm-hmm. And that provides it with the earthy tone seen in doenjang jjigae. Now, earthy, we mean kind of the color of earth and soil. So we're talking a sort of reddish brown kind of color, really. I'm assuming in this case.
I think it was a dark reddish brown.
Yeah, exactly. So, it just kind of really creates that color. And this is because of the chemical changes it's working on the various things inside the soybean and making it darker.
Right. Okay, well, that's not the only thing that is going to happen. It goes on further to say the finished product is also said to prevent cancer.
Oh.
Mm. So now we did say it's also said to. So there's no proof that it does.
Not
but,
scientific. Right. You know, as far as we know, they may have done some research on studies.
Yeah. But so is said to is it's kind of saying that, like, we think it happens this way, so we're going to tell people it does. Mm. And so it's said to prevent cancer and lower blood pressure.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, preventing cancer, I'm less certain about, but lowering blood pressure, I mean, that sort of thing that regular foods can do. If they're healthy, if they don't have too much salt or fat or sugar, then eating them will be more beneficial.
Right.
You know, they will help your blood flow. They will not clog up your veins and your arteries and block it all as it comes in. So if you have a low blood pressure, so maybe it's bringing oxygen to the blood or maybe it's just not an unhealthy food. So eating it is good for you.
Right. And that's not the only thing either. So
it's not just medicine.
No. So this finished product, it's a dark earthy tone. It's said to prevent cancer and lower blood pressure, but on top of that, it adds an intense, rich flavor to the dishes in which it's included. Here we're using on top of to say in addition to these things that we already mentioned. It's also adding this intense, rich flavor. Now, intense is something that's very strongly felt. It has a very strong effect. So it's not just a flavor that you're going to go, oh, that tastes nice. It's a wow, that is that is a nice strong flavor. Like, you really notice it.
Yeah. I wonder if it's one of those flavors that some people just don't like and some people like, in the same way as with stinky tofu. Mm-hmm. I mean, fermented foods in general tend to have a strong taste.
That's right.
You know, you think of, I mean, blue cheese has got that mold in it, mm-hmm. and other strong cheese has been fermented a little bit. And some people just can't take that kind of strong taste. And others, meanwhile, absolutely love it. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure whether this intense flavor, I'm sure all South Korean people love it, but mm-hmm. maybe somebody who was tasting it for the first time from a foreign country would think, oh, this is a little bit too intense.
Right.
It's too strong. It's a bit too much for me to deal with right now.
That probably would be me.
Well, you've said you like Korean food, so I guess.
I do like Korean food, but
the way that we taste things does change as we get older.
It's true.
We actually lose taste cells, so we're more likely to like it. That's why kids don't like things like coffee and blue cheese and beer and other things like that. But you grow to appreciate them as you get older.
Interesting.
Okay, well, that is our first day of tasty, tempting Korean cuisine. We've got plenty more to come tomorrow, but right now we'll hand you over to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap things up.
说到了这个美食专家 Gizzy， 然后说到，哎，他到韩国来，他实在太爱韩国菜了。所以说呢，我们可以看这个节目，然后跟着主持人，然后去造访最繁忙的城市啦，然后或者是乡间来找韩国料理的根源和食谱。那我们在下一段这里就提到了 Gizzy 这位主持人，他第一次做什么呢？好，这边他就到了一个小村落里面，然后这边用到一个 where。 好，大家注意到 where 接在地点后面，当然 where 就是我们在文法上常常会一提再提，说它是关系副词，它指的是一个地点，在那个地点。所以以这边来说，哎，他在这个村落里他遇到了白太太。好，下面当然他在节目的过程里面就提到了说，这一位白太太她是怎么样去发酵，用大豆发酵，然后去做出这个大酱。那这个地方最后他就交代说了，他最后做出来的这个成品哦，哎，到底有什么功效呢？哎，它竟然还有一种预防癌症跟降低血压的功能。而如果你在这个料理里头，当然最重要的成分就是因为这里面呢有他做的这个大酱。好，那我们看到了 on top of 就是所谓的除了什么之外，除了让这个菜肴有风味，当然最重要的他在这之外还有什么，哎，还可以防癌等等等。我们今天讲解就到这边结束，下次见。
Okay, so I actually do like the sound of this particular dish. I mean,
meat in it.
Yeah, no vegetables, tofu, spices, fermented, doenjang. I'm fine with all of that.
There you go.
Is it just a soup, or does it come with noodles? Or
I believe it's just a soup.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's actually so many ingredients in it that it's not served with rice.
It's not given with rice. Okay. Well, it does sound pretty tasty. I do like the sound of this on a cold day, sort of comfort food, like we said. So I'll check this one out. What are we going to find tomorrow? And will I be as interested in them? You'll have to join us tomorrow to find out yourselves, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.